Hi, I'm Laura Boswell.
And I'm Peter Keegan. And as always, we have the talented Mr. B on sound.
Welcome to our weekly episode of Ask an Artist, the podcast where we help you to make the leap and become a working artist. Every week, we explore a different topic from the deeply practical to the enjoyably creative, with plenty of down-to-earth advice to put you on the road to making a living from your art.
Well, today we have some big news, and we have some rather sad news, everybody, about Ask an Artist, because after recording over 100 episodes of this show, Laura and the talented Mr. B are sadly hanging up their microphones and swapping the sound waves for pastures new. That's right, they're leaving, they're going away. But the good news is that the show will be going on, as I'll remain at the helm with a new co-host. But before we reveal who that is, in this episode we'll be finding out exactly where Laura and Mr. B are heading to, and we'll be learning about Laura's plans for the future and my plans for Ask an Artist. So, Laura, you're going. You're leaving us.
I am. And now I'm facing the microphone for the last time. I'm feeling a bit sad about that, actually. It has been such a ball doing this.
Well, over 100 episodes. I mean, that's quite impressive. I only realised that the other day. The talented Mr. B brought that to our
attention.
I
couldn't believe it, actually. I thought it can't be as many as that.
And there are people out there that's listened to every single one of us prattling on.
It's amazing, isn't it? I know. It's been quite an incredible journey. And I think it's just you and me, Peter, but also for Ben. I mean, it has been a really steep learning curve for him, because he wasn't a sound man when we started doing this.
So how do you feel about that? I mean, we started this podcast with a clear intention that we wanted to share our sort of collective knowledge and experience, and you've got a wonderful range of skills that you've picked up over the years as a working artist, as a second career artist. Do you think have we achieved what we set out to achieve?
I think that actually we have. I think one of the things that we got right was this idea of sitting there and imagining what our audience was like and trying to leave kind of ego at the door and make it about talking to that person and helping somebody out. And I'd like to think that throughout this, we've both really aimed to be helping people rather than just sort of talking about ourselves and our arty career. And that's been really core to what we've been doing. And I also would like to think that we've always been on point. We haven't waffled too much and we haven't gone off on digressions too much. We've tried to keep things on point while we've been working. So I do think we've a lot to be proud of. And we also shout out to Ben, who has managed to give amazing sound quality to our podcast. He's made us sound good, hasn't he?
He's certainly kept us in check, hasn't he? If we're sounding waffly, he's cut out a lot of waffle. So thank you, the talented Mr. B. He's nodding there. A little too much, perhaps.
Yeah, and he certainly did very well switching to remote recording during lockdown, all those kinds of things. So he's been very adaptable. And yeah, he's always aspired to trying to keep it like the BBC. So he's over there in his dinner jacket doing the recording and keeping us on track. So thank you, Ben.
Well, I've enjoyed it so much. It always feels like we're just sort of catching up with a cup of coffee in hand, as we do right now. We have a coffee in hand and we're chatting about all the business stuff, which I think that's the thing we wanted to get across, was to discuss the things that really get discussed in the art world.
Yeah, totally. The things that you don't like to ask.
Yeah, so it's been a pleasure, and I've learned a lot, sort of, your wisdom. I think I'm a slightly better artist and business person.
Well, I think we both are. I think it's also held us to account as well. It's made us really think through things, and that's been very enjoyable and very interesting. And we've met some amazing guests along the way.
We have. It's been really lovely that, you've brought some of your contacts in and I've brought mine, and getting a lot from them in areas of the art that we don't dabble in, whether it is, silversmithery or pottery or whatever. It's fascinating to find out a little bit more about the craft of their art, but how they do it and how they, pay their bills with it as well.
And we've also had the pleasure of having Michael Harding as the sponsor, and that's been very interesting. It was lovely to go down to his paintworks and see how he works, and just do a bit of exploring about materials with him and other suppliers. So we've had a great time.
We've got a lot to be proud of.
We have to be proud of. And we're talking as though it's ending. And of course, it's not ending. So we're going to move on to Peter's plans later in the programme. But yeah, I just wanted to say a little bit about why I'm leaving and where I'm going to. So when we went into lockdown, I started making YouTube videos with Ben. We kind of thought we would invite people into the studio, and we got very YouTube-y and we did lots of YouTube films and we crowdfunded some of those and we did live stream events and that was fantastic. And that's kind of fallen by the wayside a bit just because there's like so much to do. And we were thinking it through and we really miss that. We kind of miss the printmaking community and we miss making film stuff like that. So what we felt was that at the end of the day, if I step back from this, then I would have more time for making films and also more time for Ben to explore his filmmaking because Ben's background is photography. And I think he rather loves making films. He's very good at creating kind of atmospheric films, things like that, filming people working. So I want to take advantage of that. So I think what people are going to see is a lot more YouTube from us in the future as a result of me stepping away from this.
So what about more about, you know, the creative practice? Because, you know, a lot of us, we both put a lot of time aside to make sure that we give as much information on that. And of course, that does sort of eat into our creative time. So are you going to find a little bit more time to do a bit more printing?
Absolutely. Well, I'm very excited to say I have a new press arriving, which is a really big thing. Well, it's a really big
another press. How many presses does a printmaker need?
I'm embarrassed
really?
Now because I now have three printing presses. I'm ashamed to say that. But having an etching press, it just means that I can explore very different ways of working. It's not that I'm going to leap into making etchings. It's that I can use it to expand my kind of visual language with linocut and woodblock. So that's coming, and that's going to involve a lot of experiments and something else that I want to make a lot of films about. But also, I have an incredible project. I'm working with Bills and Rye, with Nick Bentley, who we've interviewed on the podcast. We had two wonderful episodes with him. And Nick discussed with me the possibility of making some one-off prints, rather than editioning a print, making prints that were one-off, like a painting.
One of one. Wow.
So I've thought around that and I've come up with this project where I'm going to be working on this beautiful handmade washi paper from Japan. It's just arrived from the Awagami factory and it's gorgeous. And I'm going to create some very sort of select works and Bills and Rye are going to show them and it's all going to be a lovely sort of special event. So I have to think about the techniques I'm going to use approaching that. I'm going to work out how I'm going to do the entire project. So I've got all that development to go this autumn. And the other thing I've got coming up is that I've got an exhibition with Beverley Art Gallery up in Yorkshire as well.
Okay.
And that's quite an exciting one because they have a Japan exhibition. And a lot of what they're looking at is craft-made objects, 3D objects, and I've got the walls in the museum. So
good arrangement.
Fantastic.
Very good.
Yeah, so that's going to be quite a big thing. That starts, the actual show is in October and it runs through into the new year. So I've got that to work on. And I want to get back to making little prints as well, sort of more educational little prints that I can document. And I have a collaboration with printmaker Will Francis, who again we have interviewed on the podcast, so that's coming
up. It's all coming full circle.
It's so exciting.
It seems like it's all been planned. It's all there.
I know. So masses of sort of creative experiments, new works and new approaches. And I just want to focus on that and also focus on sort of going back to that more community feel for my social media where I can do a few events where people can just sort of like come and join me in the studio and have chats about printmaking, stuff like that. So that's kind of where I'm going. And then my big book on linocut and reduction printing, that's going to come out in March.
So that's March 2022, yes?
That's right. So that's now gone to the publisher. So we're now into layout and proofreading.
Oh, now that takes so much time.
It does. And this is very exciting because this is a sort of proper hardback book that's coming out. Ooh. So yeah, quite a big one. And so I'm working with Crowood Press on that one. Mm-hmm. And that'll be sort of ongoing for now. So when that comes out in March, I think of some kind of launch event for that. So lots and lots of things coming up. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to be running away. I'm still going to be very much in the studio and available. I'll still be on social media. So I'm not vanishing off the scene by any stretch of the imagination.
I'm amazed that you have time to do all that as well. It's sort of you're putting all us other artists to shame. But it's fantastic. I mean, you're inspirational in your your commitment and drive to not just your output, but the kind of the professionalism of being an artist. I know that myself and so many other listeners are get a real kind of buzz and inspiration from the way that you kind of approach your business, your artistic business. You're always moving and always driving and going forward. So it's no wonder that you're spreading your wings even further and flying up north and flying to Scotland here and doing all these great things.
That's right, yeah. Oh, and the final thing I'll say before we move on to what Peter's got planned is that I also want to get back to teaching. Obviously, we've all had a sort of knockback in the pandemic. Peter's made great strides teaching on Zoom, and I want to go back to teaching face-to-face more. So next year, at the moment I'm planning it, and I'm going to be running classes, so watch this space. I'll be doing more face-to-face
teaching. It's lovely teaching in person, yeah, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's that connection that you can get with somebody and sort of take them on that journey, and that from the beginning of I can't do it, and at the end they've done something and you've shown them the way. There's something really magical about that. And Zoom is great, but you don't get that same interaction when you're in the room.
It's so nice. And it's so nice when classes can interact with each other and things like that. So there'll be teaching to watch out for too. So now we've gone through my plans for the future, I think it's time that we took a break and we injected some colour into this podcast.
Your final injection of colour.
My final splash of colour.
So this week, Laura, you're going to tell us about a colour you have a bit of a love-hate relationship with.
Yes, indeed. Well, I have very mixed feelings about this colour, and it's Viridian Green. It's taken me a long time to get around to recognising its value and to using it. For years, I never used it in my work. And the reason why is a result of developing a strong interest in colour at a young age, and also some very firm ideas about which were the right colour greens. So I had an olive green school uniform. I loved that olive green school uniform. I thought it was great, which is a bit unusual, I admit, because most children don't like their school uniforms, but I did. And I was horrified when the headmistress suddenly switched it to Viridian with no apparent reason. And I thought it was a really ugly synthetic colour in comparison. But actually, it was a win-win for my mum because I made her go out and stock up on second-hand uniform to see me through the rest of my school days. So I resolutely remained as the only olive green wearer among my Viridian classmates. And while I'm sure that Michael Harding expects his artists to be passionate about their colour choices, he also probably expects them to be a bit more accepting about using a range of colours. And his excellent website is full of the kind of help and information that will win you round to overcoming old prejudices. It encourages you to try new colours and to experiment with colour mixes. He's certainly changed my mind about Viridian Green, thanks to his colour notes, which always give practical advice along with inventive insights for when and how to use each colour.
Yeah. And if you'd like to find out more information about all that wonderful range and all the lovely videos of some of these colours being utilised, then simply visit his website at michaelharding.co.uk.
And now we've had our dose of colour, let's ask Peter, what are the plans for Ask an Artist in the future?
Well, I thought long and hard about this, of what do we do with the podcast? Is it worth carrying on, or is it worth sort of stopping? But I feel that there's still lots to say and there's still so much to give. And I know there's so many of you out there that are listening to us, and you're either listening to us, you know, you're in the studio busy painting or printing away and inking up, and we're there chatting in the background. I know some of you are listening to us on your morning run, or you're taking the dog out for a walk. So we thought, well, it'd be nice to continue keeping in company, but I need someone else to sort of help me because my knowledge is only very small. It won't go that far.
Oh, you're too modest, Peter.
I need someone to prop me up and to help me out. So I thought, well, I know there's somebody that I can approach who I'd be able to talk with, and I know that has so much to offer. So I'm thrilled to announce that the next co-host of Ask an Artist podcast will be the one and only Tom Shepherd.
Fantastic. I can't think of anyone else I would prefer to take my seat. Tom is an amazing artist. We've had him on the show. So if you've listened to his episode, you'll know what a great communicator he is. So when Peter told me this, I was absolutely thrilled because it means I can step back gracefully and know that the show still in the same Peter's good hands, but also Tom will be marvellous.
Tom is such a fountain of knowledge. He's got a real craftsmanship and understanding of painting. He's a wonderful teacher and communicator. This is why I think he's going to be so perfect for the podcast.
He'll be great.
But he, like you, Laura, he's so committed to the job of being an artist and has such a sort of a strong moralistic approach of of, you know, approaching customers, working with galleries, you know, getting a work-life balance, in that he's got a family. So he's really kind of grounded in what he does and has some real strong sound advice. He's also fantastic on social media, so I'll be definitely picking his brains on that. And I know that he wants to sort of offer a lot of input as well on his end. We're still going to be doing our interview episodes, which we're quite excited Excellent. About. We've got a list of fabulous artists, craftspeople and makers that we're going to be picking their brains. So it won't just be from our perspective. We'll be getting other fantastic artists in to showcase how they act and do as being an artist. And the website will still be running. So all the episodes with me and Laura will still be available online or wherever you get your podcasts, and as well as the new episodes as well.
So will you, this is my big question, because I want to write in and ask questions. Are you still going to do listeners' questions?
Oh, absolutely.
I can send some in.
You can send some in. You can write as, you know, you have to have a pseudonym, I think, you know, yes, otherwise we'll have yes. to, we'll reject it otherwise.
Okay. I'll be Mrs. Trellis. Radio 4 listeners will appreciate that one.
You could be Doris. You could be one of your cats.
Yes, I'll write as our cat Doris and ask lots of questions.
So yes, we'll still be very much relying on not just guest artists, but you listeners at home. We need to hear from you. Any questions you have on art and the business and the running side of art, do send it in, and myself and Tom will gladly go through them and share our thoughts and opinions on those in the future.
That's fantastic, Peter. So you and Tom, you're going to work on a series together, is that right? Or are you just going to co-host all the way through?
So we will be coming back. We're going to take a season break and we will be back in the new year. So in the beginning of 2022, we'll be back with a brand new season with a brand new cohort of episodes. So we're going to take a little bit of time off so we can plan and get some fabulous stuff all lined up, and we'll be back in the beginning of next year.
And I understand that the talented Mrs. K is going to be doing the sound.
The talented Mrs.
Right?
K is trembling in the shadows to jump into
sure
that.
I'm sure she'll do brilliantly.
She's going to jump into that, the shoes of the talented Mr. B, and take everything over and hopefully make us sound as good as Mr. B has made us sound as good as we are today.
I'm sure she will.
Well, thank you, everyone. And thank you so much, Laura. I know I speak on behalf of everyone else. It's been a real pleasure to sit opposite you and chat to you over these hours, and I've learned so much. So on behalf of everyone, thank you so much. And I know I think everyone will wish Laura luck in everything that she's doing. We're going to be keeping an eye out on you on social media, on your website, and find out what you're doing. And who knows, we might get you back for a guest episode in the future to find out what you're up to.
Well,
so. Go on, Laura, go on.
Yeah, I was just going to say, well, thank you, Peter. It has been such fun. I mean, hopefully that comes across in our episodes, but it's always been really nice to get together and do the recordings. And it's always been really natural and really comfortable. So I've appreciated that. So yes, thank you very much for that. And I guess the takeaway for this episode is that you can still find me. You'll find my website at laurabosswell.co.uk. And also I am on Instagram and Facebook, and also on YouTube, a lot more on YouTube, hopefully in the future. And you'll find me at Laura Boswell Printmaker on all those social media platforms.
I follow, and I know everyone will be following you right now as well. Well done, Laura. And thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Remember, you can catch up with all the stuff we've covered during this episode. And of course, all our archive of over 100 episodes on our website at askanartistpodcast.com. And we look forward to seeing you again back in the new year.